Dreamscape presents The Girl I Used to Be, a gripping and emotional page-turner by Heidi Hostetter, narrated by Kimberly M. Wetherell. Chapter 1. The only thing worse than arriving late for an appointment is arriving early. Arriving early smacks of desperation, and Jillian DeFiore Goodman was not desperate. She was, however, beginning to perspire. She'd parked her car across the street from her appointment in the shade of a leafy tree and had cracked the windows, but the late September sun was merciless. Worse, the cicadas humming in the trees overhead meant the day would only get hotter. Jill shifted her position, feeling the cool leather seat underneath her, and breathed in the new car smell, still a whisper in the air. She swatted a gnat from her face and glanced at the clock on the dashboard. 12 minutes more. Across the street was the Brockhurst Mansion, the site of her interview. Stately and imposing, it was one of the original homes in this upscale New Jersey neighborhood, a stone castle tucked behind sturdy iron gates, filled with mystery and old money. The front of the house was covered with ivy. A wall of boxwoods lined the front garden, and a lacy Japanese maple anchored the courtyard. The rumor was that the Brockhurst money came from the gold rush out west and had been brought east to buy respectability for an otherwise unremarkable family. Of course, no one would dare question their wealth now, because the Brockhurst money had bought respectability, and everyone wanted a piece of it. Within the stone walls lived Georgiana Brockhurst, matriarch of the family. A formidable woman, she was said to be a generous philanthropist and noted patron of the arts. Her reach was wide, and her personal taste influenced much of the art world along the East Coast. She sat on the boards of the finest museums and galleries in the tri-state area. She'd promoted literacy and education programs, too, but her passion was firmly within the arts. In fact, Georgiana Brockhurst was known to mentor emerging artists, and that made Jill nervous, because Georgiana Brockhurst was who Jill was scheduled to meet. Jill glanced at her portfolio on the passenger seat again, if only to reassure herself that she'd brought it, that she had everything she needed. Then she placed her palms on her stomach to quiet the butterflies. They'd gotten worse in the minutes leading up to the interview, and
sample complete. Ready to continue?